Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. It's amazing talking to some people in Florida, Aaron, before we go to Caroline Leavitt, our next newsmaker, Republican candidate for 1st District Congressional race. It's amazing, Aaron, the number of people I'm talking about. They're starting to get power back even before the end of the week, south of Sarasota. It's a massive restoration there, but there's still a search and rescue going on. And obviously the property destruction side in places like Sanibel, Captiva, and other places, or Pine Island, are going to go on for years.
Yes, years ahead of us. But to your point, it is incredible the speed with which they're getting the power back on. In fact, water and electricity is slated to be restored by Sunday to all homes, businesses, schools, and hospitals in Southwest Florida that are structurally sound.
That's so amazing.
Given the devastation of this storm, that's incredibly expeditious and something to be happy about. Also, schools in the 13 counties, while they remain closed today in southwestern Florida, all counties in southwest Florida expect to be fully back open by the end of the week. This is pretty good stuff given the size and scale of this. But one thing that I wanted to quickly mention is coming up in the days ahead, when we move beyond the search and rescue portion of this, we're going to be looking into scams. So insurance experts are, yes, I know.
Unbelievable.
It's sad, it's gross, but it seems to be happening.
But you got to expect all kinds of scams, home repairs, insurance repairs, you know, we'll do your roof, give us $1,000 down payment, and they drive away. I mean, the worst comes out, unfortunately.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And insurance experts are really warning Floridians to be on the lookout. And to your point, especially targeting those whose properties were damaged, and especially coming from construction workers who may ask homeowners to sign over insurance benefits for a quick fix. Don't do that. Homeowners should first work with their insurance companies, file the damage claims. And this happens all over the country after a natural disaster. Obviously, Florida, they go through hurricane season every year, and they're victims to this. But they tend to target the elderly as well and seniors who need to be especially careful. So if it smells fishy, don't move forward. Also, there's the Department of Financial Services. You can always verify a licensed adjuster or attorney there, and you should.
Or just call your insurance. Get them on the phone. Say, should I do this? He'll tell you. All right. Thank you, Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you.
Have a great day.